In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We come to this midpoint of Great Lent, and the Church presents for our meditation the cross of Jesus Christ. It's an invitation to reflect on its meaning and its power outside the intensity of Holy Week. And it's also a time for you to consider your response to the cross, how you receive its message, and how you receive its grace for you. The cross is knowing that you are a child of God, no matter where life finds you today. The cross is strength in times of exhaustion. The cross is communion with those who have gone before us. The cross is comfort when you sorrow. The cross is forgiveness when experiencing the pain of sin. The cross is letting go when you're tempted to cling and finding out that letting go feels so much better. The cross is light in the middle of darkness, and the cross is love in the face of hate. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us the path to receive the grace of the Savior's cross and how to share in its power. Jesus says, if any of you wish to come after me, the way to do it is to deny yourself, which, by the way, does not mean to deny your nature or the image of God in you or deny your personhood or your true essence. God forbid you deny your true essence. To deny yourself in this context means your willfulness, your ego patterns, this striving after lesser things. So Jesus says, deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow. Follow the Savior's way. Now, I have a confession to make. For a good chunk of my life, that didn't sound like very good news. The word gospel means good news, but the struggle to carry my own cross does not sound like good news at all. It sounds like if I want some future reward, I've got to buck up and try harder and lift my cross right down the path of life or die trying. It's a cross after all, and only a religious coronary is going to prove my faith. What I missed in my early years was when Jesus said to follow his way, to carry my cross his way. Perhaps you remember when Jesus was carrying his cross from the Praetorium to Golgotha, and the guards nabbed someone named Simon from Cyrene to help Jesus carry his cross. And this is really important. Jesus permitted Simon to help. The Son of God, who had all the angels of heaven at his disposal, permitted Simon to help. Jesus doesn't say, nope, I can carry the weight of the world myself. Even though he could, that's not what he did. Jesus accepted Simon's help carrying his own cross for our sake, and that speaks volumes for how we are called to live. So to take up your cross and follow Jesus means to carry your cross the Savior's way, and the Savior's way is to accept help. To accept help from whomever God sends. And so the message of the cross is not just that life gets heavy and even unbearably painful at times. It's also the message of the cross that you are not alone in carrying whatever it is you're carrying these days. And if you look back at previous life moments, you know, times that were rough or painful, there was always someone there. Maybe it was a person in just the right moment or just the right time. And even if it wasn't a human person, you never were alone. Jesus was with you, and the Holy Spirit was in you. And the call that Jesus gives to carry your cross is not buck up and try harder, because that isn't good news. Not at all. Trying harder is not the answer. In fact, trying harder is part of that ego pattern Jesus tells us to deny, because it's harmful. It's harmful to see it as me against the world. That's not the gospel. Now, the invitation is more along the lines of, don't be afraid to take up your cross, because you're not alone. The instant you lay a hand to what is hardest for you is the instant Jesus shows you you're not doing this alone. Jesus does the heavy lifting. You just need to show up and accept grace. And notice Jesus doesn't say, you must deny yourself. You must take up your cross. Jesus says, if anyone wants to follow, let them. Let them deny themselves. Let them take up their cross. It's not a commandment, but an invitation. It's an invitation to see that just as Jesus allowed Simon of Cyrene to help him carry his cross, you have help. You have help. Jesus is both there himself in the middle of your worst with you, and Jesus will send you the right people at the right time. When it comes to the power of the cross, you're not alone. You never were alone. You'll never be alone. And you are in the community, both divine and human. Now, today in this church, we are delighted to receive the Schaefer family. Amanda and Tom and Emma and Henry. Today is at the same time the completion of an amazing chapter in your lives and the beginning of a new and beautiful chapter. And the unifying wholeness in your story, both chapters, is the person of Jesus Christ. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit now sealed upon each of you. And the chapter that's concluding is one of life and love and faith and longing. And there's a foundation of grace from those years, and those things can never be taken away from you. Nobody enters the community of the Orthodox faith in spite of their backgrounds, as if your previous lives were irrelevant or graceless. You know, Paul talks about this in Corinthians. Your foundation, he says, is laid on the person of Jesus Christ, and now master builders are building upon that with gold and silver and precious stones. Today is not a rejection of the ways God has moved in your lives previously, but a celebration and then a fulfillment of that gift, a fulfillment of that beginning. And so now in this new chapter, God is gifting you a new community. A community of grace and light, and a community with its share of foibles and failings. But above all, a community of love, a community of hope, so that when you face your crosses in life and you lay your hand to them, you will know immediately that you are not alone and that you will never be alone. You have an amazing group of people. And you have a quirky but well-meaning priest. but more than that, you have the universal church, and you have the whole host of angels and the communion of the saints and the wisdom of centuries and the mysteries, the sacraments of God, and above all, the kingdom of God within you, the God's own divinity now sealed in your very being. Everything that you need now given to you for life abundantly is now sealed in your lives and in your hearts with the gift of this community of church. And then the last thing I'd like to mention is that you're not only receiving community, but you're becoming community. You're becoming part of the community. You not only receive strength and light from others and from us in the face of bearing your cross, but you are the light and strength to others. You are light and strength to us in our hour of need and as other people bear their crosses. And we then welcome and cherish your gifts of grace to us. Amen.